Greetings, dear ones, I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. This is what they would call a mini channel, which closes this meeting. In this room specifically, there are so many old souls, and some of those old souls are teachers, and they arrived as teachers. Some of them are healers, and they arrived as healers. And when I mean arrived, I don't mean in the room. I mean when they were born. Already, there is this idea that you are born with a memory that crosses over, and you're reminded of some of the gifts you have. Some of you in this room, those gifts were given very early and discounted very early. You had to discover them again. That is the culture of being different. But you have them to this day, and you arrived with them. And that means there are many old souls that are primed and ready to go to that next step. I don't wish to say there's a graduation, but there are levels of energy and consciousness on the planet. Now, it may seem linear to you when we talk about a non-linear thing, but consciousness is that way. Even though consciousness, you might say, has a multidimensional attribute, and we have told you this, you still know the difference between a consciousness which is invested in the dark and a consciousness that is invested in the light. So you might say there are differences, there are levels. There is a way of discerning. Those are at different portions of their evolvement. How does that look? How does that look to, for instance, an angelic being coming to the planet? Are you seen by those with sight in those evolutionary conditions? Well, already you know that there are some who can tell if you're in coherence or not. So if you have sensitives and readers that are feeling and sensing energy, they already know. And this gift can be a curse or it can be magnificent, depending upon how it is interpreted and how it is used. And we have talked about that already today. That sometimes the sensitivities that are growing with your involvement will shut you down. Sometimes they'll shut you down with grief, sometimes with frustration. And other times you will then ascend above that in your attitude and grow into it and understand it and learn it. But there's more. All of this happening right now on this planet, not just in this room, but the tens of thousands of old souls who are just now awakening, there are differences. Now, we have brought up something that I want to give you that's different today. And the only reason I'm doing this is so that you will see that there are things that you don't know. We've talked about the Merkaba, or what you call the Merkaba. There is an energy field around you. It is not the field. It's your Merkaba. You live in a vehicle, and I'm going to call it that you ride in. And that is this Merkaba, this bubble that's 8 meters wide. It's up to 26 feet. Each one of you has this. That means that every single one in this room is sitting in the other's Merkaba. Now, there's a reason why it is so large, dear ones, and that is so that a group of individuals can have coherence. Think about it. If one of you has a high level of consciousness and evolution, can see the light in so many people and others perhaps do not, when you go to a coherent level, that means that all of you are seeing and graduating into that same level of peace for the few moments that you're coherent. Now, I haven't told you that before, but that's how this works. But there's more. We've also told you that consciousness has no where, because there is a multidimensional attribute of it. That means that it doesn't just reside with you. Your consciousness eventually, because its energy, will be seen as something that can be placed somewhere else. That means a group's consciousness can be placed somewhere else. That means you can get together at a level that you don't know about yet. But there's more. We also told you this, that there'll come a day when science will discover a way of seeing quantum fields. It is not yet available. We also have said many times, as showing you this, if you don't understand the science, just look at it this way. Nobody has seen gravity. You still think it's waves. You have no idea what it is. You also don't understand that it's the default product of mass and density. When I say default, meaning it can be changed. And you don't know that either because you haven't seen the patterns. When you see the patterns, you'll know. It'll be obvious. But in order to see the patterns, you're going to have quantum sight. When that arrives, and we've told you this before, also besides seeing anything quantum on the planet, the scientists will see you for the first time in a way they've never seen before because the Merkaba has patterns. And every single human being will have their patterns revealed. And in those patterns is the new healing. Because instead of a total allopathic biological linear idea of chemistry being that which would be that which would to help and heal and all the things you've learned, you're going to start over. Because in the Merkaba will be all of the information about every single organ in your body. It's going to tell you the attributes of what is happening and what is not happening. It's going to tell you your age. It's going to be the marker that is spiritual. It's even going to colorize itself on where you are on an evolutionary scale, dear ones. I've never told you this before. What if your Merkabas actually had coloring? And the colors that some have actually seen when they see channelers or mediums or all this, they say, well, I've seen colors around you and this and that, are for a moment glimpsing the color of the Merkaba. Now, those colors are mostly what you would call iridescent because they're multidimensional aspects of what you call color. I can't give you any more because you're not there. You don't have the senses. There's so many kinds of light that exist you cannot see. So let's just say that they are identifiable with their colors. But what really stands out is that the higher the frequency, if you want to call it that, of the vibratory level, if you want to call it that, of consciousness, the more enlightened they have the knowledge, the more joyful they are with the God inside. The colors change. Now come with me for a moment, and we're going to travel outside your planet's atmosphere until you see the spinning globe before you. And pretend for a moment that there's someone, whether it's angelic or not, You can take that lens and look at the earth. What they're going to see with that lens is only things which are tuned for the lens. And those things that they will see are the Merkabas, or the energy fields of humanity. Get ready, because if they're all colored according to evolutionary steps of enlightenment, there are those who will stand out. I want to introduce you to the pattern. There's a pattern. The teachers, the healers, the old souls in particular, all of them will show up. It'll be instantly known by anyone who shows up with that ability. Who is the old soul and who's not? Who just arrived and who is not? How many of them are there? What is the attitude of the planet? Where is the consciousness overall of the planet? And what's the pattern like? And when you ask what the pattern is like, they're asking about the tapestry. Of the ones that are the most enlightened, how many are there? What's the tapestry look like? Let's say that at the top of the level of colors, let's just say that there's an iridescent, beautiful purple color. Let's just say that. How many have that? Where is the planet at this point? Have they discovered yet how to put the purples together? And the answer right now is there aren't that many. And no, they haven't. But they will. Now turn the page for a moment. It's not an angel looking at you. Instead, it's someone that has come from another place in this galaxy who was enlightened because they've been here millions of years longer than you, traveling to Earth to see how you're doing. And they come to a place where perhaps you can even see them. You can even see them with your own instruments and your own eyes, and you can call them what you want to, and they're there for a moment, and they're there to look at the pattern. Because they have the quantum sight. The question is, shall we land yet? Shall we show them who is here yet? Shall we show them the enlightenment of the galaxy yet? Shall we show them family yet? And the answer collectively will be no. They're still dangerous. Because the tapestry is not purple yet. That's a metaphor. And I've just given you pearls of truth about when you're going to meet those from other places who are more advanced than you, not technically, dear ones, but consciously. Consciously. At this moment, you're still too dangerous to meet the family. And that is what the celebration is like with this galaxy and with you, and why they look. They're looking in the oven to see if you're done yet. And you're not. Because you just got to that place where you have bare awareness of core truth. This is what crying is for. Open the door. It starts to change that which is the energy you have, the way you think, the joy factor. All of these things start to change. You start to work the puzzle of enlightenment. What does it mean to you personally? What about the others around you? And then the sensitive start. They start looking. The light starts to expose the things that are not right. Not only just physically, but also that which is not right esoterically. What are you going to do about this and that and this and that? You see, it begins, doesn't it? You start to see the shades of the various Merkabas in the ways that only an old soul can. This is where it's going. It comes from an old energy where some can see colors and some are laughed at, to a new energy where science will actually be seeing the various colors you were laughing at. Because quantum energy is what this is about at the moment. Multidimensionality has always been here in almost everything on this planet and all life. It hasn't been seen. But when it will be, dear ones, is when you're going to have a revelation. And then you'll know how you are seen from above by those who are waiting to meet you and call you family. And when it happens, they're going to look like you. And that will be a revelation. This is in the works, dear ones. This is not something that I've channeled to you so that you will feel better. This is the truth of what's in the field at the moment. It's the reason why all those years ago, sitting in that small room in the United Nations, I said, and you can read it, I said, this country should tell everything they know about extraterrestrials. So that when the time comes when you meet the family, you'll not be surprised or shocked. But now you know why they're not here in mass. But when they come, it'll be family. It'll be a reunion. It'll be high-level consciousness. And there's going to be a whole lot of purple. Let me tell you. I give you these things in love, not in a time frame, because free choice depends on how fast you learn, how fast you become aware, and what the lower energy of the planet that still exists does to pull you backwards, because it wants to. Low energy does not want you to be purple, if you understand the metaphor. And it's still here. And so there'll be a clearing time, maybe generations, before these things will take place. And you might say, well, I wish it were in my lifetime. Oh, it will be. You may look different, but it will be. You'll see it. You'll participate in it. What a day when you learn you're not alone, for real. What a day when you meet the family and recognize yourself in them. I would not give you these things unless they were absolutely the core truth. And some of it was even taught in Lemuria. These are the things we want to give you on a regular basis so you'll understand where this is going and perhaps some reasons why. But meanwhile, if you had to describe grade levels of graduation beginning, you're in kindergarten. That's where you are. Discovery is where you are. And that's important, that you understand the discovery is everything. Because then you'll cognize what is happening here and realize this is a beautiful, magnificent core truth that is beginning to spread on the planet, even among those who are not spiritual and never would be. It has to do with compassion and integrity and transparency, and it's happening, and light is winning. It's the beginning. So be it be the beginning. There has to be that which is crawl before you walk, and walk before you run, and run before you fly with a purple body. And so it is.